KSRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump has a message for immigration protesters who turned violent. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Los Angeles isn't the only city where demonstrations have taken place over immigration enforcement raids. Protests have sprung up in several American cities. The president issued this warning if those protests turn violent.
When they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
He defended his deployment of troops to L.A. while critics argued the president's actions are a serious breach of state sovereignty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United States and China have agreed to a new trade deal.
Under its terms, which President Trump stresses are pending final approval by himself and China's Xi Jinping, the United States will receive magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and tariffs on Chinese goods will drop to 55%. In return, the U.S. will allow Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick said late yesterday, quote, the two largest economies in the world have reached a handshake for framework. George Williams, Washington.
Austria has fallen silent for a minute, and people are laying candles in the city of Graz in memory of the 10 people killed in a school shooting that shocked that country. The shooter was a former student who later shot himself. Authorities have still not determined his motive. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died at age 82, one of the world's most beloved and influential musicians. The Beach Boys, of course, had many hits, including Good Vibrations and Surfing USA. On Wall Street, stocks have been up and down. The Dow is ahead 17 points now. The NASDAQ composite, 80 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee say Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. Prior to 1973, no abortions of any kind were allowed. This is SRN News. From the foreign desk, South Korea's military has shut down loudspeakers broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda along the inter-Korean border. Correspondent Charles Deledesma with a report.
The South had resumed the propaganda messages and K-pop songs in June last year, following a years-long pause in retaliation for North Korea flying trash-laden balloons towards the South in a psychological warfare campaign. Seoul says the move is part of efforts to restore trust in inter-Korean relations and promote peace on the Korean Peninsula, reflecting the new liberal government's first concrete step toward easing tensions between the war-divided rivals. South Korea's new liberal president, Lee Jae-myung, who took office last week after winning a snap election, has vowed to improve relations with Pyongyang, which had reacted furiously to ousted leader Yoon's hardline policies. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.